August is Poetry Month, and poetry is leaping off the page every day as part of this annual celebration that is back to showcase the vitality of Australian poetry. It's put together by Red Room Poetry, Australia's leading organisation for commissioning, creating, publishing and promoting poetry in meaningful ways. CEO of Red Room Poetry is John Claypole, a writer, producer, arts administrator, living and working on Gadigal land, and now the most recent guest on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Jonty, how are you?
Good, Danny. Morning. Good morning to you.
Thank you so much for joining us, and a happy poetry month to you.
Well, thank you. Happy poetry month to you.
Have you been enjoying it thus far?
I have, yeah. It's been full on and very busy. So I'm tired this morning. We had a late night. We had a night of Australian Muslim poetry with Sweatshop over at Fairfield in Western Sydney. So we had that going on last night. So it's just pretty much every day there's events going on. So it's going wonderfully.
And if people want to find out more about it, redroompoetry.org, and just follow the links, because there is tons and tons of stuff happening. And as you say, seemingly every day. So you had the ritual of night of Muslim Australian poetry. You've got hatred of poetry is next thing that's all in Melbourne. But there's like tons and tons of stuff happening there, and I would imagine that probably the big event that you're looking forward to is the National Poetry Month Gala happening at the end of the month.
That's right. So we have a lot going on in Sydney, because Red Room Poetry, we're a national organisation, but we were founded in Sydney 20 years ago. A lot of us are in Sydney, so we always have a lot of things going on in Sydney. So yes, indeed, at the end of the month we've got the National Poetry Month Gala, which is going to be epic. It's a night of music and poetry. That's going to be at the State Library on the 28th, hosted by Jan Fran, but with performances by Heather Mitchell, Namely and Curly Saunders, also music by Dobby. So that's going to be a great evening of music and poetry. And we've got a huge amount going on in Sydney as well, specifically before then.
Yes.
So we've got on Friday, 22nd, next Friday, Poetry After Dark at Dimmicks.
Yes, what an awesome spot to be holding your event at. Dimmicks, for all the readers and the poetry fans, would be a place very familiar to them.
Yeah, we've got a new partnership with Dimmicks, who are our Poetry Month supporters and sponsors. So it's great to do an event with them. We've also got in Newtown at the Vanguard on the 24th of August, Sunday 24th, we've got Young, Gifted and Black African poets in Australia, or Africa in Australia. So that's going to be at the Vanguard. We've got Writers at Work at the University of Sydney. So that's a Q&A with Sarah Holland-Batt, wonderful poet, on Wednesday 27th of August. And also on the 28th at the State Library, where we're doing the gala, we're also earlier that day doing an event with the ABC Radio National. Am I okay
yes.
to talk about ABC Radio? I know their competition, right? I don't want to mention the other.
I don't know if Radio National plays as much Bauhaus influenced music from Melbourne as we do. So
no,
I don't know.
No, they definitely don't. It's one of my big gripes about ABC Radio National.
Well, be sure to bring that up when you're discussing the top poems of the 21st century.
That is the top poems of the 21st century. Yeah, we've got a panel of guests who are going to be trying to establish what are the top poems of the 21st century.
Yes.
Oh, and then we even go through to the start of September.
I was going to say, August doesn't give you enough time to cover everything that you want to cover.
No, Poetry Month is growing. It's bursting its trousers and expanding into new territory. So on the 3rd of September, Wednesday the 3rd of September, we're doing an event at the Opera House, which is poetry and film. It's short films inspired by poetry, all which are indeed poems in themselves.
Yes, and we've got a few former guests of 2SER Breakfast there on that one, Jazz Money, Omar Musa. And it's just poetry seems to be going through a bit of a thing at the moment. It's like there's a lot of really young, interesting poets coming up through the ranks. Everyone's sort of realising that poetry forms a part of a whole lot of other different art forms that they might be into.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's very hard to explain these things, but it's wonderful. Poetry is having a moment. My theory, we've all got our theories, Danny.
Give us your theories.
But my theory is that, I don't know, when I'm 49 now. I know I don't look it, but I am
49. Well, I said 23.
But when I was, I remember when I was in my 20s in the 1990s, you know, poetry then was, it was very much kind of part of the academy. It was very scholarly, and it felt quite hard to access and felt quite hard to remove. And I think the really interesting thing that's happened over the last 10-15 years is the spoken word and slam poetry movement.
Yeah.
And so if you look at Bankstown Poetry Slam, you know, this entirely self-organized movement of young poets out in Bankstown who began meeting and doing poetry and slam poetry and performance poetry. And so I think, yes, you know, young people and people living not right in the city centre have injected new life into this art form. So what you have now in the kind of range of poets who we work with is a really amazing mix of kind of, you know, young poets from many different places, different communities. We still have, you know, lots of wonderful kind of page poets, as we call them, poets who work predominantly on the page. And then also just a lot of collaboration and intermixing between the two. So there's a kind of alchemy going on, a chemistry of different elements sparking together. So that's my theory.
Okay, well, a purple patch for poetry if one wanted to use alliteration to describe all the things going on. And the last time we had Red Room Poetry on here, you're doing things that are getting a new generation of poets involved in the art form. One of your projects there is the Poem Forest.
Yeah.
Which is a really awesome thing. So that is there for school kids, a free nature writing program that breathes life back into the natural world that sustains us, inviting students and teachers to use their words to make positive climate action.
That's right. Poem Forest, it's a nature writing competition, as you say. For every poem sent into Red Room, we plant a tree. So we get around, each year we get around somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 poems. And so that's trees as well, get planted. So yeah, it's just a very beautiful competition that really captures the imagination of school students.
And you're sort of linking up with a bit of stuff there to do with the fact that it is National Science Week this week, and there's digital workshops happening. There's more information about that available on the Red Room Poetry website, redroompoetry.org. So much to talk to you about this, and so much going on. Would very much encourage people to get to the website and get involved. If someone wanted to become a poet themselves, what's the first step? Do you just pull out the pen and paper and start writing?
Pull out the pen and paper. But that's the other great thing about Poetry Month, is that Poetry Month, we commission a lot of poets, but also what we do is there's a lot of competitions and going on. So here are some of the ways you listeners, poetry enthusiasts, but who may be a bit nervous about writing poetry, can take part. So every day in Poetry Month, we commission a new poem by a poet, but they also give a prompt. This is all on our socials and on the website.
Yep.
They give a prompt, you know, a suggestion for how to write a poem. So it's a daily conversation we do during Poetry Month. Every day from 10 a.m., we publish the poem of the day, we publish the poetry prompt, and you have 24 hours to write your response and send it in to us. And every day we have a winner for that day, and they get a book from Dimex. So that's one way of taking part. We also, if you go to the Red Room site, as well as the live events I talked about earlier, we also have quite a few online workshops with poets over the month. And the workshops are really beautiful. They're kind of guided courses to how to write a poem. And so if you sign up and or go on to one of the workshops, you can do it at home. A brilliant poet will, you know, over an hour and a half or 2 hours, take you through a bit of a process, and you will end up with a poem at the end of it. And then the other thing we're doing as well, if people want to get involved, and again, I'm sorry, Danny, I keep mentioning the ABC, but I've got to do it again, because
I've never actually heard of this organisation, but they sound amazing.
We have a new competition with the ABC called Middle of the Air. It's keen music enthusiasts will know that is a lyric from a Paul Kelly song, but this is a lyric writing competition. And so between now and September, Anyone can write a lyric or a poem, send it in, and the winning entries will be turned into a song by Dobby and by Leah Senior as well.
Oh, wow.
And we're doing this because we want to draw attention to the fact that so many song lyrics are poems.
Indeed.
And in some ways, it's easier to think about writing a lyric than it is about writing a poem. And indeed, as I came in, you were playing Hemlock and Hardware. What great alliteration. What a great combustive pairing of two different words. I mean, Hemlock and Hardware, that's a poem in itself.
It is beautiful stuff. Jonty Claypole from Red Room Poetry, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, Danny.